Hello?
Hi, hi
Hi there
teacher.
to you. Good morning.
Hi Julie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And I think I should say Happy Thursday.
Yes, weekend is around the corner. Ah, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so yesterday after we talked, did you do something?
Pardon?
Yeah, after we talked yesterday, did you do something?
Ah, nothing special.
So does it mean that you just stayed at work?
Yeah. Yesterday was another ordinary day, and I was so busy.
What made you so busy?
As I told you before, I involved a busy project. It's a kind of so-called task force team.
So nowadays you are involved in a busy subject, a
Exactly.
task at work, right?
Task. Exactly. Yeah, task
So how
force.
is it so far? Are there any colleagues of yours who's who are helping you like the other
Yes.
day?
This team member is members are nine persons, but every members has every members have their own job, their task.
There are tasks, or there are
Yeah.
tasks, or there is a task. Which one?
There's are tasks each other.
When you say ah, so it means only one, right? So when you say
Yep.
tasks, it
Task,
means
yes.
many. Okay. So you can say there's a task or there are tasks. All right.
There are tasks.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so it's good because I know your colleagues are helping you doing these
Yes,
tasks, right?
they have we help for each other.
Yeah, we help each other. Okay, what might you get from doing or finishing the task?
Because of our task 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 force team have a kind of limit line, limit date. Our task will finish on December 22.
Okay. So you have
We spent 5 weeks already.
okay. So
This
you have
it
wait, you have your
we
deadline.
yes at deadline,
Okay.
and we have just 10 weeks period, and we spent 5 weeks already.
Already, but do you think
Yes.
you're able to finish it?
I don't know.
I'm
And
hoping. Or
this week it,
do you think you still need more time to finish the task?
yes, the deadline is fixed. Yep. And this week is sixth week, and after this week we have just 4 weeks.
Only have 4 more weeks left.
Exactly. We don't have enough time.
So you should continue doing it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so apart or aside from doing the task assigned to you, what other things do you do at work?
Pardon?
What other things? Are there more things that you're doing at work, or you're just
Is
focusing with the task given to you?
this task need a lot of experience and understanding about their partners' work and issues, finding issues or trouble, and we should we should issue about the advanced plan and developing an idea about our issues, not this.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, anyways, good luck in working more with the task assigned to you, okay? I guess you're the leader there. Are you the leader at work? Like, you're the ones organizing everything. I know you're working as a team, right? As a team, there should be a leader. There must be members, okay? How about you? How do you call yourself? How do you tag yourself?
I'm a kind of a member, just a member.
Oh, but it seems that you're the leader because every day you're talking with me about it. I did a lot of things at work. I did overtime because of the task. You are such a good member. You're able to cooperate well. Okay. Your group and your leader are both lucky to have you in the team. Okay.
Thank you.
After
I'm too old.
You always say you're too old, okay? But after working on this project or on this task, you have to celebrate. Do you plan to celebrate?
No. I don't have any idea. Because of after this task, as you know, at the time it's a kind of end of the year. I don't have any chance to to go so-called end year-end party. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you have year-end party in the office, right?
It's a very rare case because of we should do our daily task every day.
Daily task.
Yes. Ew. Sometimes, as I told you before, sometimes I go to my office in weekend.
On the weekend,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I guess you're not working on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, again, good luck and God bless in working on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by the way, have you eaten? Did you have your breakfast?
Not yet. I prepared some bread and milk and an apple.
An apple. Every day you have an apple on the table.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds so nice, okay? All right, so, and are there more plans of yours for today? So one more day left, and it will be weekend again, right?
Exactly.
Are you excited for it?
Yes.
Okay, what are your plans for today aside from working?
Nothing special.
Okay, you'll be focused on doing your job.
I should go to my office. Yeah.
Have to go to the office, okay?
But I feel very happy because of it's just a weekend.
Just the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow I might be asking you, maybe you change your mind or you'll be changing your mind about your plans for the weekend, right?
Exactly. Because of tomorrow is Friday. Friday is anytime, anywhere, right? Because of I can drink orato.
I totally agree with you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's just talk more about it tomorrow. But for now, shall we focus with our lesson?
Yes.
Okay, so I think we have to continue on page 105, which is number 12, isn't it?
Exactly. You're
okay.
Right.
Okay. So if you're done opening your book, you can begin.
Yep. My father was born in Chicago, but he grew in Moscow.
Grew up.
In Moscow.
Okay, but you'll be pronouncing it as grew. Grew.
Grew. Grew. Not grow.
Grow, that's simple present, but if it's already in the past, you will say grew. Okay?
Grew.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in Moscow.
All right. So what will be your question?
Where's your father's hometown?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your father's born?
Oh, not where's your father born and not hometown. Okay, I want you to try, just like yesterday, I want you to try constructing another question, sentence, but please relate your new sentence with the answer, the original text, I mean the original sentence. Can you do that? So just like yesterday, we tried to use the same words, exact words, okay? So my father was born in Chicago, but he grew up in Moscow. Where? Yeah, what will be your question? I'm trying to type on Skype. Okay, this one. Yeah, you try to think. Where did your father grow up?
Your father grow up?
Okay. Where
was your father born?
Born. Yeah, those are the possible questions, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so, oh yeah, but what's the hometown of your father? The place where he grew up?
My father was born in Gyeongnam province, but he grew up in Busan.
Busan, oh, okay.
Yep.
So do you always visit Busan?
Yes, because of Busan is my my previous hometown. Originally, my hometown. Yeah.
Originally, your hometown.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have number 13.
I left my purse on the bus.
I left my purse on the bus.
Where did you lost your purse?
Oh, okay. I'm typing on Skype. When you have this word did, okay, it must followed by the main verb. Main verb. Okay, your main verb must be in the simple present form. Okay, so it means leave your purse.
Leave.
Okay, you will say where did you leave your purse? Can you try it?
Where did you leave your purse?
Okay, so your answer must be in the past form because it has did already. So you will say, I left. That's the past form of leave, right? I left my purse on the bus. You see?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you leave your purse?
So that's the answer, okay? Have you tried riding on a bus and the experience?
When I was young, I left my umbrella.
When you were a kid? When you were a kid?
Yes, when I was young.
Okay, so what did you do that time? Oh, by the way, where were you going? Were you going to school at that time?
Yes, I returned my place.
Okay, so what did you do?
Because of, as you know, in Korea, in the monsoon season, and it rains it rains sometimes, and at the time many people lost their umbrella.
Yeah, it was raining that time.
Yep.
Okay. Did you ask help to someone, or you just told yourself not to look for it anymore?
At that time, I give up to find it.
Okay.
I didn't believe that it won't return to me.
It will return to you.
Yeah.
Was it someone?
But nowadays,
Wait, I'm sorry. Did someone return it to you?
No. Not yet. I give up to find it.
Ah, okay. It's already missing.
Yep.
Okay, until
but
now.
But nowadays, I can refine it because of, there are so many lost things about the so-called information center in the bus terminal.
Yeah, you have there.
Yes.
In every places.
Yeah.
You go, you can find this kind
exactly.
of place.
Exactly. Yes.
Right?
I can return it.
Yeah. Okay. You can return, or you can ask. Once they found another thing, okay.
Yeah,
for example,
so.
You lost your wallet, your card, your cell phone. You can ask them. Or when you found a wallet, a cell phone, or any things, you can give. You can surrender it, and other people might ask about it. Okay, so it will be.
Yeah.
It's easier now, unlike before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's have number 14.
They saw each other for the first time in Seoul after corresponding for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you meet her for the first time?
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you please try to use they? For they, what are you going to use?
Where did you...
Oh, mm-hmm. Where did you?
Where did they?
Which one? Where did they or where did you? I'm typing.
Where did they meet?
Yeah, continue. Not them. It should be
yes.
they.
Yes.
Okay.
Where did they meet her for the first time?
Okay. You can use each other. Look at your book. Okay, you can use each other. I told you that you don't have to add all the time. Okay, you just focus using the same words, okay? You can also say, you can just simply say, where did they see? Okay, for or where did they meet for the first time? Okay?
Where did they... meet
for the first time
yeah
yep. So it seems the answer must be they saw each other for the first time in Seoul, or they meet each other for the first time in Seoul. Okay. Yeah, you don't have to meet, or you don't have to use another words for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, now let's have 15.
I went salsa dancing at a club last night. The place was packed, but it sure was fun.
Mm-hmm. I went.
Where did you go last night?
Yeah, very good. That's it. All right. Where did you go? Because the verb there, okay, on the sentence, it was used went, okay? So your question should have did because of the word last night, and it must be go, simple present. Where did you go last night, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. I went salsa dancing at the club last night, okay?
Yep.
Okay. You can also say, where did you go salsa dancing, or where did you do salsa dancing last night? So the answer must be in a club. Okay? Yes. Is it clear? Have you tried dancing at the club?
No. No. Because I think I don't have any skill
In dancing.
in dancing and the
Oh.
singing and the
Everything with ING. Singing, dancing, painting. Okay.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so many of my students are telling me, teacher, you have to dance because it's another form of exercise. But unfortunately, I don't have free time for that. Okay? That's really sound so bad. All right, so anyway, we are done finally with this, with making qu sentences or questions that start with where. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Where, again, just a recap, something to do with the place or location. All right?
Yep.
How about making a question starting with why?
Why?
Okay, why? So it means you're trying to ask for a reason.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, example. Will you please read the example there?
English is necessary for my job.
Okay. So what are the possible questions?
Why are you learning English?
What else?
Why is English important?
Yeah, okay. How about you? English is necessary for my job. Okay, could you try giving another example of question, answering that one.
Why are you studying English?
Why are you studying English?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
Yeah.
because English is necessary for your job, right?
Yep.
Okay, now let's make more questions starting with why. Okay, number one, could you please read?
I love the beautiful scenery in the country. Clean air makes me feel refreshed. That's why I live here. Why do you live there?
Yeah, okay. Why do you live there? Why do you live here? Okay, so.
Why do you live here?
Okay, so for you, why are you living there in your current city? Why do you live?
Because I involved the company task force team, and my team set base camp up in this city.
So it's something to do with your job still, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, very good. Number two.
My wife and I usually sleep late in the morning, so we have no time for breakfast, but we don't care if we skip it. Two meals are enough for us.
Two meals are enough for us. Okay, what's the possible
Yes.
question there?
Why don't eat breakfast?
Why don't we have time for breakfast? Okay, I'm typing. Why don't you have time for breakfast? Could you try answering it? Why don't you have time for breakfast?
Why don't you have time for breakfast? Why don't you have time for breakfast?
Yeah, okay, for a when you answer that, the question that starts with why, you have to begin with because. Because my wife and I usually sleep late in the morning.
Because my wife and I usually sleep late in the morning.
Okay, can you
So we have
say?
no time
Yeah, all
for
right, but I
breakfast.
want you to say the word again, usually.
Usually.
Right. Okay,
Yep.
so let's have the next one.
Number three. I don't think marriage is a must for everybody. I feel very comfortable living alone.
Okay. So you try to say it this way. Wait a minute. Okay, say it. Marriage.
Marriage.
Marriage. Okay, very
Marriage.
good.
I don't think marriage is a must for everybody.
Okay, what is your question?
Why didn't you get married?
Why didn't you get married?
Yeah.
I don't think marriage is a must for everybody. I feel very comfortable living alone. Okay. Why didn't or why don't you? Because there's
Why
no
don't
yeah
you?
instance that it's in the past form. Okay. So it's the opinion. So if it's opinion, your verb must be in the present form. All right. Generally. Okay. Yeah. What do you think about marriage? Is it a must?
I don't think so. Nowadays, marriage is a kind of option, especially for youngsters.
Especially for youngsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, so for me, in my case, this is really important. I give importance when it comes to marriage. Okay, that's my opinion, okay? I think two people who love each other must get married. Do you agree with me?
Where is your husband?
No. I'm not yet married, okay? Yeah, I do have my boyfriend, but we are planning and we actually scheduled to get married, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Next, let's have number four.
I made a fortune in stocks, so I can afford to enjoy my life without having to work. Early retirement has always been my dream.
Oh, okay.
Why are you retired early?
Why? Okay, why retirement?
Why retirement?
Has always been your dream.
Why retirement? Why retirement has always
been your dream? Your
retirement has always
been
your dream.
Okay, so how about you? Is it also your dream, early retirement? Because you can
exactly.
Say why does early retirement has always been, why early retirement has always been your dream, okay? Do you also want early retirement?
Yes.
You also dream? You also
yeah.
Dreaming of it?
Oh. But I failed because of I'm too old. I didn't early retire much.
No. What do you mean I didn't?
Because I don't have enough money to retire.
But you don't want to retire so early. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I understand you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I still want to talk with you, but unfortunately, time is too fast. All right. I did not notice it that it's about to end now. But thank you for still answering my call, and I hope if you have a free time you can try reading all the things that I'll be sending you later, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to study them, and I hope it will help you more improving this skill, okay?
Thank you, Joby.
Yeah, you're always
have a nice
welcome
day.
And have a nice day to you. Goodbye. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.